Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Kim. Wow, bacon and eggs. This is just like the breakfast Christine makes me every morning. Except it's not in a hot pocket. And it's hot.
You know, Kim, just because you're living in our house now doesn't mean you have to make us breakfast.
Christine, hey.
Your sister is going through a very rough time right now. And if doing this makes her feel better, who are we to... Oh, you broke the yolk.
It's good this way.
Look, I'm sure Greg's going to get a job soon. You guys are going to have enough money to fix up your house in no time.
Kim, Greg is way too good at his job to be out of work for long.
And I keep telling him that, but that doesn't stop him from obsessing about it every second of the day. I got my hair cut last week. He hasn't even noticed it yet. I'm starting to worry about him a little.
Oh, good morning, everybody. What a beautiful morning it is.
Well, you're in a good mood, aren't you?
Of course I am, because today I'm going to get a job.
That's great, honey. Do you have an interview?
No.
Do you have a lead on a job?
Not even.
So, Greg, what makes you think you're going to get a job today?
I'm going to get a job today because I made a little change in my resume.
What's different about it?
The font is bigger. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm not getting a job today.
Greg, the font doesn't matter. You are a smart, qualified guy. Stop obsessing about every tiny little detail.
Well, I gotta get out there and show them that I'm still in the game.
Where are you gonna go?
I'm gonna try to sneak on the Universal lot. I found a soft spot in the perimeter yesterday. You have to pretend like you're going to the backdraft ride and then cut through the psycho house.
You sneak on that lot, Greg. I'm a security guard, remember?
Not at that studio.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's part of the security guard's code. We like to think of it as the fat blue line.
Well, I gotta do something.
Yes, you do. You need to stop worrying so much.
Jimmy, stop worrying. I don't have a job. My house is filled with toxic mold that I can't afford to fix.
Well, at least you got your health.
I have chest pains.
Because you keep worrying, okay? Listen, in time, okay? A month, 6 months, whatever. You're gonna get another job. In the meantime, you're staying with us, okay? Everything's taken care of. So just relax. Let the days go by. Enjoy not having to pay bills.
Jeez, Jimmy, you should start a cult. Yeah, you could be the Reverend Sung Young Mooch.
See? Right there. That's the difference between you and me, okay? I love having you and your family here. I would never, ever begrudge you or complain about how much it put me out.
Jimmy, when your family moved in, you took away my media room. When we moved in, we took away a room with a drain in the middle of a floor.
Greg, listen to me, okay? You need to look at this time off from work as a gift. Do you really want to look back and say, all I did with it was worry? You got to make each day great.
And how am I supposed to do that?
I don't know, do something you love. I mean, something that you never have enough time for. Why don't you go play some golf?
I guess I could. I don't think Kim's going to think it's such a great idea of me playing golf when I should be looking for work. Honey, do you think it'd be okay if
yes,
I left for
leave.
A little...
leave! Get out of the house! Go!
She's a good woman. Hello, Greg Warner.
Hi, I'm David Faraday.
Out of work, huh?
No, not really. This is pretty much what
look,
I...
Look, it's to... nothing to be ashamed of. Wow, I can't believe I'm out here today. Been so busy with work these past few years, I've hardly had any time to get out here on the golf course.
Yeah, I'm guessing you don't watch a whole lot on television either.
Wow. You have been out of work a long time.
I spend pretty much 4 days a week on the golf course.
Damn economy. Son of a stupid!
Hey, listen, if I wanted to hear that, I would have stayed at home with my wife.
Oh, it's just so frustrating. I mean, everything else in my life stinks. Why should this be any different?
Well, look where you are. You're on a golf course. The day is perfect. You're out here to enjoy yourself. I mean, why don't you just relax? Everything else can wait right now. And that's what you got to do with your life, too. Everything else can wait. Make every day great.
Well, that's what my brother-in-law has been telling me.
He's right. Stop worrying about all this crap. And you might want to play that driver a little further up in your front foot, too.
Wow. What did you say your name was again?
David Fegherty. David Fegherty.
Got it. Thanks.
Look, I don't want to put the hex on you here, but have you ever broken 80?
No.
Well, you got this for 79.
What's that?
Yep. To break 80, maybe a cup outside the left.
Well, here goes. Ooh. You know what? It really doesn't matter.
Hey! Congratulations.
Thanks. Hey, look at that. You got your name right on your putter.
Yeah, actually, I designed it.
Wow, you have been out of work a long time.
Hey. Hey, how was golf?
It was a beautiful day. The course was immaculate. The grass was amazing. I saw this big, white, fluffy cloud. I couldn't believe it. I wish you could have seen it.
Did you play well?
79. But that's over. I'm in this moment now.
Wow, look at your haircut. It looks great.
Wow.
So, why don't you tell me about your day?
Oh, well, you don't really want to hear about it. I'm sure you got other stuff to do.
Well, what I have to do right now that's more important than hearing about my wife's day?
Okay. Well, it was nothing special, really. I went to the post office because we were out of stamps.
Stamps? Good thinking. Can't mail a letter without them. What else?
Well, when I got home, I did some gardening. I put in some tomato plants.
Tomatoes. Mmm, come spring, we're going to have some tasty salads around here.
Greg, that amazing grass you were talking about. Did you bring any home for Mommy?
Just had a great day, that's all, you know? I'm not gonna obsess about the little problems anymore. Since you've been running around all day, how about I pick up the kids from school?
They'd love that.
Yeah. And you know, we have an hour before school lets out.
Meaning?
Well, I'm just thinking it's the middle of the afternoon and we've got the house all to ourselves.
Yeah?
Well, why don't I grab a couple of beers and you meet me in our room?
Fool around in the middle of the day? We haven't done that in years.
Well, I just think we should enjoy the moment.
This is so naughty. I feel like we're a couple of teenagers.
Really? People did that as teenagers?
Hey, man. Hey, there he is. Jimmy, I gotta tell you, you were right.
I'm right? Wow, I think that's the first time you ever said that to me.
Oh, come on. I've said it plenty of times.
Oh, well, see, now I'm wrong again. Let's go back to where I was right.
No, I'm talking about the advice you gave me this morning when you told me I should live for the moment and enjoy myself. Well, I gotta tell you, pal, I did that today, and I think it was one of the best days of my life.
Well, that's great, man. Hey, what do you got there?
Oh, I found some turkey in your refrigerator. Thought I'd make myself a little snack.
Oh, sounds like a good idea. I think I might join you.
I think I finished it all off. There was only just a little.
That's okay. I'll wait for dinner.
Jimmy, I have to tell you, today was amazing. I don't think I've ever felt more connected to my kids than I did today. When I took them to the park, I didn't bring my cell phone. I didn't bring my BlackBerry. I didn't bring my pager. I can't believe how well my pants fit.
Around your waist, you still don't have a butt.
Well, that's not what Kim said this afternoon when she was holding on to it for dear life.
What?
We did it for the first time in 10 years while it was still light out. I mean, I could see her, she could see me.
And she still went through with it?
Well, something happened today for the first time, and it felt great. 79.
79. I'm like, Greg, I don't know what that is. And I'm married to Christine.
Golf. I shot a 79.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I just want to say thank you. It was amazing. The whole day was amazing. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what? I think I'm going to do it all again tomorrow. And the day after that. You know, I could do anything I want now. You know, I think the Dodgers are playing a day game on Friday. Would you like to go?
Greg, I have to work.
Sorry. How's work going?
Yeah, same as always. Yeah, gate goes up, and gate goes down. The only thing that got me through the last couple hours was the thought of coming home and cracking open a cold beer. What happened to the beer?
I think me and Kim polished those off right before afternoon delight. I think there's some cans of V8 in the back there, though.
Great. Great. Excuse us. guys, please, come on. This is our new furniture.
Yeah, but it's our old furniture.
So this is what you guys do now. You just sit around all day making whoopee?
Sit, stand.
Lean against the wall.
Wow. Good thing your room has a drain in the floor.
We're kidding. We weren't even here all day. Greg went to one of Sammy's school plays for the first time. Sammy was so excited to have him there.
Oh, I was so proud of him. He made a great Hansel. But between me and you, Gretel needs to lay off the gingerbread houses. She was literally chewing on the scenery.
This last week has been so wonderful. I haven't enjoyed being with Greg this much since... Well, I don't know if I've ever enjoyed being with Greg this much. I don't know what you said to him, Jimmy, but thank you.
So, Greg, how's the job search going?
Really haven't thought about it. Hey, did I tell you I shot a 77 yesterday?
Yes. Yes, you did, several times. I guess you get in a real groove when you play every day.
You know, I'll be eligible for the senior tour in about 12 years, and if I keep improving at this rate, I might just be ready.
I think Greg's been ordering pay-per-view on our TV.
Well, what makes you think it was Greg?
Clay Aiken live in concert?
Oh, Greg.
Yeah. Am I supposed to pay for it?
Greg supported us for 4 years. We should pay for it if he hires Clay Aiken himself to come sing in our living room. God, I hope he didn't hear me.
This is a little much.
Oh, and by the way, I caught that look you gave him earlier.
Oh, come on, Christine. Okay, the beer. The food. They're not even trying to get a job. Who does he remind you of?
No, you're right. I mean, put a baseball hat on him, some ranch dressing on his shirt, and he's you.
He's a mooch. He's a mooch. I am telling you, the guy is a mooch, mooch, mooch.
Enough. Besides, don't you think he's entitled to a little of that?
I'm sorry, but Greg and Kim are having sex every afternoon while you and I are both working. Something is drastically wrong with the world.
We owe them, Jimmy.
I guess. But at least when you and I got busy at their house, we had the decency to try to be quiet. I'm sick and tired of overhearing them with the, who's your daddy, who's your daddy?
I know. I really should tell Kim to keep her voice down.
Hello?
Jimmy? George Savitsky here.
Oh, hey, Mr. Savitsky. Wow, I haven't talked to you since you and the studio decided to part ways.
You can say it. We didn't part ways. They fired my ass. But the joke is on them, because I'm running Melrose Studios now.
You're kidding me.
Nope. I'm over here in Japan, sitting with the board of directors. Interesting people, the Japanese. I've learned a lot since I've been over here. Jimmy, do you like bathing with other men?
You're breaking up, sir?
Well, anyway, I'm back, and I want my people back with me.
Wow, Mr. Savitsky, that is so great. Oh, it really shows you what kind of person you are that you thought of the security guards.
Well, I didn't. I thought of Greg, and I had to call you to find him.
Oh.
I've been calling him for 2 days, and I can't seem to reach him.
Well, he doesn't live at his house anymore, so his phone shut off.
Well, have him call me. I need him right away.
Okay, you got it. So, you don't want to bring the guards then?
If you want to come, come.
Well, you sure? Because, I mean, I don't want to come if you don't, you know, really want to.
Jimmy, come, don't come. I love you, Bubby. Do whatever you want, but get me your brother-in-law.
Okay, I'm going to come.
Hey, guys, I know it's late, but what is it with you two? Haven't you ever thought about reading a book?
Actually, we were about to try something that caught my eye in this little baby.
Great news. I just got off the phone with Savitsky. He got the job running Melrose Studios.
You're kidding.
No, and he wants us to come with him. He said he couldn't do his job without us.
Greg, that's fantastic. You see, I told you something would come through.
Wow, Melrose. I mean, that's the biggest, oldest, most famous studio in the entertainment business.
Yeah. And Savitsky's calling you. He's saying he can't do it without you. Do you know what a huge compliment that is? Oh, this is so exciting, isn't it?
Nah.
What?
I don't think I'm ready to go back to work yet.
What are you talking about?
Jimmy, there's more important things in life than work. You're the one that showed me that. This past week has been the best week of my life, of our lives. Am I right, Kim?
Yes, definitely. But...
But nothing. I mean, I need to figure out what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Honey, what are you talking about?
Well, I was thinking about getting my teaching credentials, you know, just giving a little something back. Plus, I signed up to be a docent at the zoo.
But what about our house? Don't you want to get it fixed? I mean, when would we move back in?
Kim, you worry too much. You really do. I mean, we have a roof over our head, and our bills are being paid. Something's gonna come along, and until then, I just want to enjoy the moment and whatever it brings. And you don't have to worry about money, because that senior tour is coming up a lot faster than you think.
Get out.
What?
Get out of my house. I want you and your family out of here.
You can't do that.
No, I can't. And I did.
But you're the one that told me to take some time off. You're the one that told me that I should enjoy myself.
And you had it. But enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of you drinking my beer, eating my food, watching my TV, and having sex God knows where, and I can't take it anymore.
But what about what you said? You said you would never complain about me living here.
I was wrong.
But Jimmy, we've only been here 2 weeks. You live with us for 4 years.
What can I say, Greg? You're a better man than me? Now get out.
Mr. Savitsky, it's Greg. What time on Monday?
9:00. And bring a towel. We're going to be doing things a little differently this time. Konnichiwa, everyone. It's great to see you all, and it's great to have the team back together. Now, clearly, some things are going to be a little different around here. And other things are going to be exactly the same. So let's get to it, shall we, Warner?
Well, I am so excited about our future here. And I know the personalities of everyone in this tub. But I must warn you, turning this place around is not going to be so easy. I've seen what's coming down the pipeline, and creatively speaking, this studio's in a black hole.
Warner, Mike's uncle, the astronaut, is missing in space. They fear he's been sucked into a black hole. Of course, you had no way of knowing that. Okay, everybody, spread out a little bit.